And if you're sitting in traffic right now, you probably won't be surprised to hear that Americans lose around 100 hours a year on average because of traffic congestion. The traffic data company INRIX released a study today that shows that comes out to around $1,300 per person per year. INRIX also ranked the cities with the worst congestion. Boston and Washington, D.C. took the top honors, followed by Chicago and Seattle. Ali Velshi is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent and co-host of Velshi and Rule. Hi, Ali.
Hey, Jeremy.
So when we talk about traffic congestion costing us money, this is not just about gas.
No, it's of a number of things. For instance, it's wasted time. It's time that you're not otherwise earning. It's carbon output into the environment. Overpayments, things that are tied to the extra time you spend there versus the time you would have spent or the money you would have spent if you got to work without or got where you were going without congestion.
Does it surprise you that Boston averaged 164 hours a year in traffic, Washington, D.C., 155 hours are above a place like Los Angeles.
Like Los Angeles, right? And when you, it's kind of interesting when you think about it, when you look at the world rankings, Boston is the only city to make it into the top 10 of the world's most congested places. There are a couple things to this. One is it's a size, right? LA's got, is notorious for its congestion and its crawl, but it's bigger. So it's spread out over a bigger area. Boston doesn't get bigger. I mean, it's an increasing number of cars in a smaller place. Washington, Philadelphia, they all have these similar problems in that there are more cars, including because of ride-sharing services, and the infrastructure is not getting bigger, so it's getting worse. In fact, Boston's a net improvement over last year, but it's still more serious than any other American city.
Why haven't cities in this country taken more to congestion pricing? This is something that London has done, where you charge cars to come into the center of the city during peak times.
You know, it's harder in America than it is elsewhere, largely because of our ideological opposition to government, to taxing, and to the fact that we, you know, seem to be the home of ideological home of driving. So there are a lot of reasons why they struggle with it. New York has just started implementing some version of it, which is meant to improve public transit and discourage people driving cars. But it's harder. Now, the argument in favor of it is simple. Look at a place like New York, where almost everybody pays to get into Manhattan.
Right.
But people don't pay to go from uptown to downtown or things like that. London has solved that. It's something cities are going to have to reconsider, even if historically they've decided against it.
Well, and I think there's one bridge that you can come into Manhattan.
That's right.
Without
That's why
paying.
I said almost everyone. Yeah,
exactly. So what about, okay, forget about taxing people. What about public transit? I mean, this if we're spending so much money and so much time every year sitting in traffic, at what point does America say, okay, let's invest in fast trains to get us around.
Which, again, if you look around the rest of the world, they're doing some version of it. Trains are obviously difficult in well-established American cities because it's hard to, you know, we use what's called a cut-and-cover method. So you have to close streets down like they did on Second Avenue in New York for years. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a lot of countries are going to dedicated lanes and light rapid transit and things like that. Again, it's something to think about. It becomes harder in the Boston, Philadelphia, New York area where the infrastructure is all completely crowded in. But for newer cities, or cities that still have that space, they're thinking about it. It's actually one of the reasons LA's done a little bit better, because they actually built a public transit system that some people are using, and it's growing the downtown core.
Subway to the sea.
Yeah.
Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jeremy.